Well, thanks for joining us as we continue our way through road rules. We're going studying through the Proverbs. We're aiming this at parents so you can have these devotions with your children. What a great time during the summer to invest some scriptural time, some focused time with your children. We're going to talk about today about anger. Anyone have an issue with anger? Proverbs 22:24 says, "Make no friendship with a man given to anger, nor go with a wrathful man." Here's something you can teach your children. Let me tell you a story. So I have never seen a child who could get so angry so fast. If Raphael felt slighted in the least, his body would stiffen and still see it. His nostrils would flare. His eyes would glaze over. And in a matter of seconds, someone was going to be at the wrong end of his fist. Only a couple days after school started, in my first year of teaching, I returned to the classroom to find Raphael going after another classmate for some words that were exchanged during lunch. When Raphael went into his anger mode, it was literally impossible to talk him down. Raphael and all those who hung around him had reserved seats in the principal's office. Today's passage needs little commentary. A person who is easily angered will hurt you, maybe physically, maybe emotionally, but somehow they will bring pain to your life. If you escape being the recipient of their wrath, you may be the one who gets caught up in the emotional frenzy, and you may be one who participates in their rampage against another person. Scripture is profound. It describes the eternal, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient God who sent his Son as a substitutionary atonement for our sin. He imputes our sin to Jesus, and then imputes the righteousness of Christ on us. Some powerful truth. Scripture is profound, and it is profoundly practical. Today's passage simply says this: when you see a person who is hot-tempered, for goodness sake, whatever you do, keep your distance. They're going to get you into trouble. Now, that's some wisdom you can share with your kids. Father, thank you for the practical advice you give. Help us to obey your instruction. Give us discernment in relationships. Help us to be able to see people who are going to get us in trouble, people who are going to pull us away from you, and then help us to keep our distance. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.